Frit Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from IDFA 2014, and I'm joined by filmmaker Elvira Nana Lind, who is the director of Songs for Alexis. So thanks very much for joining us, first of all.
Thank you.
Would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about the story of your film?
Yes. It's a story about teenagers in love, and also parents letting go of their children and sending them off into the big, dangerous world. It's also about being transgender and coming to terms with the transition going from a girl to a boy. And then it's about other parents not necessarily accepting this journey. And I found two teenagers who fall in love and deal with, the girlfriend's parents' non-acceptance of Ryan, who's a very brave young man. He's the guy who's transitioned from a girl when he was about 14. So it's a story about love and conquerance, and it's a very brave little story. I think they're very, very cool teens.
Yes, I agree. And this and the leading central character in this documentary is Ryan Quesada. He's a singer songwriter, and he's quite an inspiring character, actually. How did you meet him?
I met him online.
Oh yeah.
Should do these things. Yeah, I was online for a while, looking for different young people to talk to, and was interviewing them on Skype, and sort of there was a lot of back and forth. Eventually, I was sitting in Denmark at the time where I'm from, and I felt disconnected, from the different people that I was talking to. I was just too far away, so I took my suitcase and I moved to New York for a bit, and that really helped. It got me a lot closer. And luckily for me, I mean, Ryan lived in Long Island, so I could drive out there. And the first time that we had Skype once, and I found him through a network of mentors that was mentoring young trans kids, and he actually contacted me and was really curious about the movie that I was going to make. And then I drove out to meet him after we had Skype for like 2 hours, and he was just a very special kid. I could immediately see that, and I drove out and I met with him and his mom, Fran, and I just, I immediately fell in love with both of them. They're just such extraordinary people. So, it was easy for me. The film had begun the moment I stepped into the house, really. I just started filming, and we just all got along really well. So it was sort of love at first sight.
Yeah. I mean, now I'm very curious about the actual beginnings of the project. So it was, yes, very curious. So I'm wondering, when you first set off to make a film, did you have any particular topic in mind, or did you just go out there and start looking for, subjects that might interest you?
I wanted to make a film about being that age between 17 and 20. I find that really, really interesting, and I had just made another project with kids in that age group, and it's just something that's really close to my heart. It's a time where you feel everything, potentially at the strongest, because most of the things are happening for the first time. So love feels so much more, such a high impact, And then I was really, really curious about the online FTM community, female to male community, that I had seen on YouTube. And as a woman, I was just more attracted to the female to male rather than the other way around. And then I wasn't that specific about how I wanted to do it. I kind of let my characters lead, also the themes in the story, how it goes. I mean, I'm very observational in that sense. So I just wanted to find people that I just want to fall in love with my characters and just kind of go on a journey with them, and that's sort of how that happened and what I ended up doing.
Yeah, of course, because this is a film that highlights LGBT issues, but I also appreciated the way in which it quite simply and universally captures what it's like to be a teenager, and not to mention it's also a story about star-crossed lovers, and if not, that's not Shakespearean and cinematic, I don't know what is, right? The LGBT side of the story is still quite important, obviously.
Of course, yes. No, of course it is. It's very important. And I think my hope for the film is that parents that see it will realize that, whatever your kid is going through and however they feel about their body, that you might not necessarily understand, but that's their journey and that's their choice. And what I it's important that you have the freedom to decide who you want to be. And a lot of the time it's like, oh, they're teenagers. That's a lot of the arguments against it. It's like they're teenagers, they don't know what's best for them, and it's too early to decide. And I think with Ryan, it was so evident that he so clearly knew that he was born just in the wrong body, and this is who he is. And I feel that seeing Fran relate to that, and her going through his mom, sorry, Fran, going through the transition with him in some senses was really not like, it was a good lesson.
Yeah.
And that people, especially parents, react to it really strong. So I think, I hope that it can be an inspiration to sort of listen to your kids more. And
I mean, it's great to see the amount of support that he gets from his mother, that Ryan gets from his mother while he's going through all these different transitions.
To her, he's still the same kid. He still has the same favorite color and the same smile, as he says. It's really, and it really, it's such an inspirational thing that you can just embrace your kid the way that they are. And I think that's just that's the biggest and most important lesson, you know, especially seeing how it can be so on the contrary, looking at, you know, other parents' reactions to Ryan, you know, even though they're not even his parents, you know, they still have such just a sad opinion on what a kid should be and what's right and what's wrong, you know?
Mm. From a filmmaking viewpoint, I think it's also very important to highlight that the film employs sort of direct cinema techniques. So you mentioned before that you wanted to fall in love with the characters, and you allowed yourself to be moved impulsively when you were filming them. And do you think that, you know, your subjects kind of reacted to the camera in a certain way, or were they acting as natural as possible?
I think they were very, very natural. And that's like a really important thing when you choose to work with someone, is that you can feel that you can be integrated with your camera in a natural way. Otherwise, it just doesn't really work, you know? And obviously, as time went on, it became one more natural. And sometimes it seemed like they forgot that I was even there. But at the same time, there's always a constant like balance of still being present as a person. I mean, they're not going to forget that I'm sitting around in their house and I'm following them around. We found a really, really good balance. And they were very open, some more than others, but I could sense that they wanted to have this film made. Also, they wanted to share their story without being too eager, without trying to tell a specific story. They let me see both when things were great, but also when they weren't so good. So I'm just so honored to have been let into their lives in this way.
What has been the reaction to the film so far?
We've just had overwhelmingly good reactions. It really seems to move people and so much, you know, it's the most sort of overwhelming and incredible experience to have a film reach its audience and then feel that it's serving its purpose. You know, you can feel there's a lot of debates afterwards, and it makes people think, and it really inspires the teens. Ryan is getting so much feedback from young people all over the world that's seen the film now, and also from parents. I mean, Fran has become quite a bit of a role model, so it could be better. I'm really, really pleased with how it's being received. Yeah, it's amazing.
That's good. That's wonderful to hear. And also it gives a chance, aside from Ryan being a very inspiring figure, he's also quite a good singer-songwriter, so this documentary does give him a chance to, you know, to play his music and get his music to travel across the globe. So thanks very much, and thanks for taking the time off to talk with us about your film.
My pleasure, absolutely. Anytime.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.